Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello there, everybody. TGIF, right? Well, for some of us, some of you already had it where you are across the globe.
And folks are working the next day. It's kind of not the same.
Oh, I guess.
Well, not quite.
You know, it's true because many years ago, I had a hospital job where my days off were Monday and Tuesday. So it wasn't the same.
No, you have to know, you're not going out with many people.
No, true. True. And there weren't many people in the bars. And
well, that's pretty dead. Usually the people in the bars are not like your fun dancing type. They're usually the local.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, welcome, Blog Talkers. Glad to have you with us. I hope that not everybody is out for happy hour. You could at least check in with us first. Of course, then you probably will miss, you know, those dollar beers. And
depends where you live, time zone-wise.
True, true.
Gluttonous, those are getting less and less than they used to.
But the cheap drink?
The happy hour. Some places still have them, but they don't. It used to be a big deal to advertise happy hour.
Do you remember Harry's had a Monday?
I hardly went there.
Nickel beer.
I hardly ever went there. There's a lot of places in Florida that had nickel beers. Boy, those places were
packed.
Yeah, you had a sort of a special glass. If I remember, I can't remember. God, I said it was a famous place back.
Yeah.
Then,
Dollhouse.
Lauderdale. And no, it was not Lauderdale. It was in Orlando.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways. Welcome to you, Blog Talkers. You come to us from around the world, and we love having you with us. Now, we realize it's really quite impossible for you to call into the show unless you have an international calling plan, and we still would hate to see you sit on hold, you know, while your plan is keeping track of your time. What we do, Jim will give you a really nice work around here that is very nice for getting into the show no matter where you live. Facebookers, glad to have you. You are on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page where we usually see a great discussion getting going. Yeah. And you will be able to watch us streaming live. You'll see the cards and see me make faces at Jimbo. So anyway, I want to remind you, and let me grab them right here. Okay, they've been charging. What do you want? Them?
Count them.
Oh,
you want it if you need to show people.
They've been charging all day, so these are hot and ready. They're sizzling. These cards are so hot for the show tonight.
Looks like they're starting to get some miles on them a little bit there.
Yeah, I was saying last night.
Okay.
It's going to be time for a new deck.
Word up, dog.
Yeah, we're using ordinary playing cards. So don't expect there to be tarot readings, you know, oracle readings, except for the Rebel deck, which we will be unrolling in a while.
Truth.
Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to remind you of that. So there's a distinction. A lot of times people have come up to me and said, oh, I hear you give tarot readings. Well, that's inaccurate. Yeah.
That's only your average person doesn't know much about cards.
True enough.
That's the ones that are kind of famous, you know.
So I'm going to use a full 24 card layout as well. Same layout I use when I'm in private sessions with, you know, my clients. So if you're on Facebook watching us streaming live, you're going to see what it looks like. Ooh, I just can't wait. And with that, I'm this over to Mr. Jimbo himself.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for information and educational purposes only. Purposes. Also want to remind you folks out there, Radio Land, Facebook Land, what, who, what, where, wherever, if you're international, you should let us know because we'll give you live international shout-outs. Right now we got two I had to give, Laura in Canada and Rachel in Australia on the other side of the globe. Yes, we are opposite to you. I guess she says we're on the other side of the globe. So there you go. But anyway, yes, there's two and there'll be more. We have faith in that. 515-602-9676. And I was going to say it right. I don't know why I interrupted myself. Call in when you hear that. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a fact. Silence, something went wrong, hang up, call back. Very quick. Very simple. It should reconnect right away. If we're having major problems, then you might have to try back a couple times. But that's once every few months or so. So Facebookers, we see what the phone calls bring and don't bring. If they give us gaps. Excuse me. I'll say that. I'm burping. It's not actually. It's not even that carbonated. It's ridiculous.
No.
Wait, how do you know? Very tiny. But anyway, Facebookers, if we get some calls lacking thereof, we will turn to you folks. So if you would like a reading with us, you got to stand by and just keep your fingers crossed. We get gaps and openings. And we'll make it very clear and formally announce it so you don't have to guess. No matter how you're getting your reading tonight, when you hear that rebel yell, it's Rebel Card Friday, so your reading's going to be over. But you're not leaving yet, because I have to pull a Rebel card for you and give you that message that's on the card. And there's a reason we don't play little harps, because, well, first of all, it's a Rebel, the yell. Second of all, there's no little unicorns here farting little stars and sprinkles and over rainbows. It's Rebel card. There's F-bombs and S-bombs and stuff like that. But overall, they're not telling you to go jump off a bridge or anything. They are trying to give you some kind of positive message. So that's the name of that tune. So remember, when you hear the rebel yell, let the reading come to an end. Stand by for this single card, and then we'll move on to the next poison. All right. Any last words before you choke it out?
Yeah, what day is it, Jimbo? National.
Well, the one that I saw was National Noodle Day.
Oh, that's great.
It is. Pasta is
How can
stuff.
Anybody not love pasta?
You're right.
I mean, sure, it's a restriction on diet.
Yes.
But
and there's different forms.
Yeah.
So people don't like one form, but you can like another, you know.
Yeah, I don't like the ones that are made with veggies, no.
Well, yeah. You know, you're right. I mean, if I have a choice. But you know what? They're not horrible. It's not tofu or anything. So.
Well, some people love tofu.
Yeah, I think they're lying and fake it.
Isn't that bean curd?
Yeah, basically. They're faking it.
You think so?
Here's how I know. If you just eat that stuff plain by itself, just cooked with no seasoning, no nothing, nobody likes it that way. So basically, you're taking a turd and you got to put all this flavor in here just so you can choke it down. Shouldn't have to do that with food. Shouldn't have to do that. That's it. It's Saturday there. Yes, we, yes, indeed. International shout out to Virgil.
Ooh,
in the UK.
Yay.
All right.
Now, I'll tell you, the worst thing that ever happened to me, though, regarding food was being taken on a sushi date.
That's the worst. That's not.
Well, I think it's the worst for food.
What do you mean as far as disappointing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I looked at that stuff and thought, oh, I can't believe I have to eat this.
It didn't gross me out, but it just didn't trip my trigger. I was like, meh. You know, another thing, you got to dip it in stuff.
Well, that wasabi's. Ooh.
Wasabi, there's a lot of stuff.
Well, that'll clean your sinuses out.
There's a lot of stuff you can dip it in, but it's like, if I have to dip it in something to make it palatable, then it's probably something I don't need to eat.
Well, and it was hard to choke it down.
Like, and there's a little freaking piece of meat, a little bit of fucking meat in that thing. So,
yeah.
First of all, what's up with this meat to other stuff ratio? That's jacked up. You know, come on, man.
So I just thought I'd throw that in there just to get us all warmed up here. Ooh.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I would do with tofu?
What?
Throw it in the garbage. Why waste a good marinade on that crap? I'll put a marinade on a ribeye or something good like that.
True. Then look at Rachel says, taste like what you want
that's
it
what
to
said.
Taste
that's
like.
What I
yeah.
Said, yeah.
Now, if you got a mask.
That's what I'm saying. You're basically trying to polish and put perfume and put different flavorings on a turd. If you have to mask it and dress it up, you know what? Go grab something you don't have to do that to. Go grab a freaking beautiful, juicy piece of beef.
Oh, don't start this up. We did have Chinese food last night, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a reason I had that fifth son.
I had the,
buy, he flies. Isn't that how it goes?
If I went ahead those last minute tasks, I could have gone.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the phone.
All right, let's get busy.
Let's go to our first caller. This is area code 603, which tells me it's up in New Hampshire. 603, welcome to the show. Your first caller.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
We can.
We can indeed.
Please tell us what your first name is.
Oh, my name is Diana, D-I-A-N-A.
Yes, and we've spoken to you before, Diana.
Yes, you have. You guys are wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
That makes me feel really good. So has your weather turned? Are you getting cold up there in New Hampshire?
No, well, 80 yesterday, today 72.
That's not bad.
That's
not
funny.
Bad.
Not
my
at
dad,
all.
My dad told me the other day it was 85 in Duluth, Minnesota, and then down in the 50s the next day.
Cool.
Yeah. Up and down, up and down.
Up and down. All right. Diana, the floor is yours.
Yeah, tell us. What brings you to Toronto?
I would like to know, will I meet a man anytime soon, a relationship to go farther and be good and all that, and how long from now, if possible, and anything about money for me? Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Give me a moment now as I arrange your cards, and Jim's going to talk with you.
Pock, 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 pock. Yes, I am. Well, when was the last time you called? Do you remember?
It's some time.
It's been a while?
About a year.
Wow.
No wonder I did not recognize that area code. See, I don't write any of these numbers down. I don't think it's the right thing to do. But sometimes I get used to the area codes. I don't pay attention to the other numbers. And I was thinking, I don't remember a 603 calling this before. Well, that's why. It was a year ago, and that's way beyond my memory bank capacity. Yep.
Well, you're busy killing brain cells just about every night.
Do you remember what Cliff was saying when they were on Cheers? What
did he say?
He said drinking beer makes you smarter. And he said it's like the Darwin, the pack, herd pack thing.
I see.
When you kill brain cells, it's like when the pack's out running, the weak, slow ones get eaten from the wolves and stuff.
Oh.
So actually, it makes the pack better.
Imagine
so when
that.
You're killing brain cells, his theory was you're killing the brain cells that's slowing your brain down, keeping your brain back, so you're getting smarter.
Well, then we better get more beer in the house.
I thought it was hilarious. That was pretty cool how he said that, Cliff. But anyway, I'm pretty sure it was Cliff.
Interesting, Diana. You've got a couple of guys here. One.
Oh, boy.
He sees you and isn't quite sure how to approach you. But he sees you. Oh, yeah. And I don't know. I might have told you about this before.
Things make you go, hmm.
Kind of, yeah. But anyway, yeah, he's a king of hearts. I don't think they get any better than those that are characterized as a heart. Jim, you are a spade. You are a spade. The king of spades.
Well, king of heart is your personal preference.
Well, I think that they're more sensitive.
So that's your personal preference,
yeah.
Though. Not everybody's going to be.
Do I know them yet? Do I know them? Do I know all of them?
Not sure.
But you don't know that he's interested in dating you is what I think. He doesn't know what kind of step to take with you. So be aware. Next few
is
days.
Is he in my area? My living area, kind of?
I do think so, yes. I get that feeling.
Well, the good thing, New Hampshire isn't the biggest state on earth, so that helps.
That's true, yeah. But the other one now is someone you have. Go ahead.
Has he talked to me yet? Have I talked to either one of them?
Well, the one
questions here.
That's here, the King of Hearts. Yeah, I do think you have. But I have to move on to the other guy. here.
Oh, there's another,
okay, please,
another dude.
I'm sorry. You've got another one here.
She means another dude for your reading, not another person.
Yeah, you don't know this guy yet, but he is coming.
Oh.
And I think, now you're retired. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, retired. But I feel there's going to be something coming up that you're going to be part of. It could be a charity drive. It could be, I don't know, some kind of event. You know, you could not even be thinking of it yet, but I'm feeling like it's around the holidays that you'll be doing something. And it's a
and
really
I'll like him better than the other one?
That's hard to say. This one is a king of diamonds, and that means he's very good with money. He could likely be a banker or an accountant something where he deals with money. And,
the other one has money, too?
No, the other one is full of love and affection. I don't know about his financial.
She doesn't know about the financial.
Yeah, I don't see enough about him.
Oh, okay.
He's not saying he's broke, rich. It's just not standing out right now.
Yeah,
right?
Not standing out. But
all right.
If you were looking for romance, the King of Hearts is going to give it to you. Okay. If you're looking for somebody that would be fun, he's intelligent. Diamonds tend to be a little bit materialistic, so he'd probably want to show off his home to her. Because I definitely get the feeling he likes nice things. And he likes to impress.
Oh, you too.
Well, then you could be a match. Now, regarding, you said finance. I think you still got some rough and rocky days ahead financially. But it's good. Something about the first of the year. I'm seeing that it's going to be better.
I think the rough and rocky is getting better, though, don't you?
I do, and I think you're near the end of it. So
yeah.
I think the new year is going to be terrific for you. This would be a time between now. This is for everybody, by the way. Between now and December 31st.
You mean, too, right?
Yes, okay. Yeah, you're the one that's bringing it up, is that you want to tie up loose ends. You want to bring certain things to a point of resolve in your life.
Yeah.
You know, you start to move fresh. Right. Yeah. And so this is a good time for
you're spot on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're spot on with all of it. It all makes perfect sense.
Terrific. I do want to tell you, you've got some passion coming into your life. Ooh, it's under
something good then coming up soon.
Oh, yes. This,
and not too far away, you said.
Not too far away. So I suggest you attend mixers and stuff around the holidays.
Yeah.
You're going to be hooked up.
Get out and socialize.
That's right. Get out there and
take your vitamins and stuff and don't worry about flu season.
It's going to happen, though. I can't wait to let you know.
Yeah. Oh, we'd love that. Jim's going to give you your rebel card
now. Before we move on, we're going to give you a single rebel card.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. The subject of your rebel card reading is you are the best thing to ever happen to you.
To you. Yeah.
Go easy on your ass. Buy your own drink.
In other words, enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Buy yourself a drink. Treat yourself.
Yeah, I'm an okay person, and I'm okay.
And you're good. You're good to yourself, and you know what? You can buy yourself a drink sometime, even if there's nobody around. I deserve it.
And if you have that kind of confidence and affection for yourself, you're going to exude that vibe.
Yeah, you don't want to look around desperately, like
like a
starving dog or something like that. You can't do that because then you're going to attract things you didn't want to look
for. Right.
Poor thing, though.
Well, you know, I'm not literally a starving dog, of course. But, yeah.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Glad you held.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you both. You're great.
Hopefully, I love you, too.
Hopefully, we talk to you again before 12 months.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, all right.
You do the same as well.
She's got such charisma and enthusiasm.
You know, my memory blows good. But that reading kind of comes back. It was almost the same damn reading a year ago, wasn't it? Sort of, kind of?
Well, her husband died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And she was either
So back then it was the same, but probably way down the road coming.
She was either a surviving military spouse or she had been active duty herself.
Yeah, I don't remember
that. But she had a connection to the military.
It just kind of sounded familiar, like maybe you told her way down the road there was something coming. So
yeah,
like,
see, you're starting
like
to...
That part came back. Because her voice triggered it.
I didn't
recognize her name, really. I mean, Diane, I'm not wrong with that. We've had other Dianas call. But it was her voice, and then that reading kind of triggered some things. So.
Hello, Michelle. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, welcome. All right.
I have a hot tip for you people. Now, I don't know how international.
Hot tip.
Yeah, hot tip.
Is this like gambling tip?
It's like making some money tip.
Well, gambling, you can make money gambling, but, you know.
I'm going tomorrow to check it out. If any of you have ever heard of BioLife.
Oh, Lord.
You can go to BioLife.com.
You're not going
to
win a Lamborghini.
No, but they are desperate for patients that need plasma. I have a rare blood type, and I guess it's the rarest one, AB negative, I think it is. Anyway, if you go 9 times, remember, they give you your blood back. They just centrifuge out
the plasma.
Yeah. If you go 9 times, they're going to give you $900, and you can keep on going.
It's very strange increments. It's not $100 a pop if you look at the layout. It's really weird.
You know, some of them are more than $100.
Yeah, and some are less.
And one is $95.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you go 9 times and one is more than $100, then one of them has to be less just to come out to an even.
And maybe that's why.
I'm just saying.
So I wanted to go check it out because I've given blood before or plasma, and I always got double whatever the fee was, but it was never that much. And from what I've read about them, they've got excellent review.
They're taking plasma, Michelle. They're not going after your stem cells.
Just plasma.
Yeah, they're not walking away with a kidney and a testicle. Well, you wouldn't apply to you.
I'd
or,
want more
or an ovary.
Than, I would need more than $900 if I'm coughing up a kidney. You know.
It's plasma. And, well, you know what? Nobody, Laura, and I'm not about plasma, but nobody here pays for whole blood.
No, you donate that.
You donate that. You can go to there's an organization, isn't it called like Blood Donors?
Yes.
And then if you donate on a regular basis, if you ever need it, you don't. Then I guess you
or
don't.
Or your
have
family.
To, you don't ever have to pay, right?
Yeah. If you've got like an operation coming up, you know, blood can be very expensive.
And so aspirins are expensive at a damn hospital.
You
so,
can
yeah.
build up a reserve.
Yeah. Do they still have that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah, they do. They do blood drives, like at the
Well, all the blood drives they do now are the Red Cross. I don't hear blood donors anymore. I just wonder if they don't exist anymore.
I think they do.
Interesting.
But don't hold me to it.
Red Cross is the big one.
Michelle says they took her brain. Yep.
You know what? If I only had a brain.
Didn't you say there was a guy at work that would walk around whistling, and that was the song he was whistling?
Did I? Oh, maybe. Well, maybe I did it.
Maybe you did.
Yep.
If
I only had a brain. I like that movie.
It is. I think it's classic.
I waited for that thing every year as a young child. Every year. It was right around Thanksgiving, wasn't it?
It was.
Yep. There it comes. I'm watching it. And I, as a young child, those flying monkeys were kind of scary. As a young child, I was like, oh, boy. Not so much scary. They were just so, that is freaking cool, flying monkeys. It was just cool as a kid.
It was scary.
I wasn't as scared as just impressed. Oh, man, that's badass. That was the best thing we had for special effects in the
70s. You pay one monthly fee for medical costs. Is the system efficient?
Or do you
feel like you're in this is assembly line medicine and you're going to wait?
I kind of do the same thing with my medical plan.
You do?
I pay one monthly fee and my company kicks in, and then I just have little copays or nothing major.
Do you have like Cigna or what do you got?
No, I got Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh, okay.
So I pay every month. It just comes out of my check. I don't see it. And then our company also does a contribution we don't know anything about, but they do. And I mean, my copays are insignificant. So
Yeah.
Like my specialist copay is like $40, whoop-de-doo, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
$40 a squat.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, that sucks for them. They have a hard time getting specialists. Yeah, I can. Some medical plans, it used to be way back in the day they all did. Now, some of them you can go right to a specialist on your own. Some of them back in the old days, you had to get a referral.
Yeah.
No, I don't have to get a referral. Most of them don't have to get referrals. No, I can just go to a specialist. I just have to call them up. Do you take my insurance? That's all you got to do. And, you know, most of them, if it's a very common insurance, most of them take it. I get referrals. I ask for a referral not because of the insurance thing or anything, because of the expertise. Like when I had my D done, she recommended this guy. He goes, this guy replaces knees for athletes all the time, mostly ex-athletes and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I want that guy.
Well, sure.
I did pay a little bit more for that guy, but even though it was in network.
Well, sometimes you got to do that.
But that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch back. I had to pay, like, they wanted like $700-something up front. I don't know what that was for, just in case money. I was like, oh, crap. I could have went to somebody else who didn't want that, but I paid it. And then all of a sudden I got a big check for like $500 of it back. So it ended up not being that much. I ended up paying for that whole thing, $200-some bucks.
Not bad with your insurance involvement.
Yeah, 2 days in the hospital, 2 full days, 2 nights.
And he had a most amazing nurse. When he arrived back, she took an unbelievable care of him. Did she not?
It wasn't that hard, really. The hardest thing was the stupid ice pack thing, right?
Yes, but when I had a tummy tuck done, this guy had the worst job of all. Remember?
It wasn't
emptying those little
drainage. It didn't gross me out. The only thing that was bad about it was that it was every 4 hours. That doesn't matter what time that is, you know, or 6 hours or what. It was a certain amount of time, and then the time changed after a while. And I had to log it. I had to measure it, dump it into a graduated cylinder, and measure it, and dock it, make a log of it, and had to send it to them.
It was disgusting, let me tell you.
It wasn't as bad as you think. It was just that sometimes my alarm had to go off at 2 a.m. and I got up and did it.
Yeah.
That was a trick there.
Well, yeah. What are we doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking care of a Scanmeister. That's why
Red
I'm kind of...
Red Gang Rob? You're going to go bye-bye now.
That person has gone bye-bye. All right, now we're going to move on. We're going to go to very familiar area code, 917 in New York, 517. We're still hanging up in the Northeast. Welcome.
New York. Welcome to the show. And what is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi. Uh-oh. Is it me?
Hi.
Is it me?
Is it? I don't know. Is it you?
It's you. Yeah.
That's so wild because I didn't hear that beep thing or whatever. Wow.
Oh,
okay.
The unmuted thing. That's weird. Well, yeah, we have no control over what Blog Talk little
is
sound
this
they make.
Fran?
Right. Okay. Well, that's
who
why
are
I didn't
you?
Know because a lot of people have many. This is Casey.
Okay.
I kind of want to start over a little bit because I was calling in a few years ago. I can't believe it's been. And after my partner died, I kind of bonded with you, Deborah, about that. And the woman you were working with at the time, I think she was doing angel card readings.
Yeah.
Well, she made up a name for me, Kit Kat. So,
Of course.
Oh, my goodness. Now the light bulb comes on in my demented brain.
And she is such an entrepreneur.
And she was doing those basic angel cards.
Yes, she opened.
That we still have.
She opened a cleaning business. Now she's making jewelry, and we keep trying to get her back. But she's so doggone busy.
Oh, boy, isn't she.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
she sounds amazing.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, well, I want to tell you, I've been listening a lot. I don't always get to call in early enough, but I listen a lot, and your show is very entertaining. You guys are amazing.
We appreciate the fact
comedy
that
show.
Yeah, we love that.
So you listen. So you listen through Blog Talk itself?
Sometimes I call in, but I don't get on. But I listen to the show. So
gotcha. Roger that.
And the ongoing drama is very interesting as well.
All right.
Let's try talking about that.
With Lisa. Anyway, I have my own dramas happening, so.
Yeah. Tell us.
I'm sorry?
Tell us. It's your show. It's all you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've been helping a friend, this woman I've known for many years, and I've helped her actually a lot over the years. And she's, over the past several months, she's had one injury after another, and she's very weak. Anyway, it's a long story. She's had an ex-ballet dancer with injuries on injuries and being immobile, and I don't know what's going on with her. So I was helping her here and there in the house, and the things she couldn't do because she was in so much pain. And this went on over months, and I was getting her things from the drugstore and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she ended up in the hospital a couple of weeks ago, and then things got really weird. She wasn't calling me much, and then she called me after a few days and kind of was expecting me to just drop everything and come pick up a supplement that she ordered that she wasn't supposed to do, and they wouldn't let her have it. So she wanted me to just go and get it, and I told her I couldn't. And it was, you know, anyway, so she snapped at me and became, and she had been very demanding and expecting as if, you know, I owed her. And then I was upset with her, and she didn't call me and didn't call her, and I waited a few days, and then I went to check on her, and she's very different. She accused me of dropping her. I told her it was kind of the other way around, that she was rude to me and kind of using me. And then drop me. Anyway, we spoke a little bit after she came home, and she said, please forgive me, I'm sorry, and can we still be friends? And I said, okay, and then that was it. And it's been about a week. She hasn't called me at all, and it's very strange because she, even if I wasn't going there to help her physically, she would be calling me mostly every day, sometimes more than once, venting and crying, and you know, I was always giving her advice and trying to help her out. So it's been a relief not to have that, but I'm wondering what happened. How did this switch? Did she find someone else to fill this void for her, or what is going on with
that? That is a really good question,
and it's a very good question.
And
for
it
the
happens
cards.
To a lot of us a lot.
Good question for the cards too, because it could be. It could be so many different things, but it's a good question to pose to the cards.
All right, I just need a moment.
Because like you say, it could be still anger, even though she apologized. Could be somebody else is there. Could be something, maybe she's deteriorating. I mean, we don't know, but the cards, let's see what they say.
Well, first of all, you didn't get the supplement for her, did you?
She said no.
Okay.
No. I told her not to.
Right, was the right thing to do.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
I feel she's going to change back. She's miffed. She's coming through as, well, that she didn't expect that from you.
She expected her to just keep doing anything?
Well, yeah, like friends, it's a give and take.
I need this. Of course, you shouldn't question it, just do it type thing. Yeah. Well, sometimes you have to look out for your friends.
Yeah, very much
whether
so.
They like it or not.
They can be very hurtful at times and, you know.
Yeah. So,
I think that she's going to bounce back to you.
So the silence is because she's still not happy.
I think a lot of it could have been her medication, from what I see.
Checking her mental state?
Yes.
Irritable, cranky, unstable?
Did she have any kind of surgery when she was in, or did they do something with her? When she was hospitalized.
I don't know what they did. Yeah. I don't know what they did. I asked her, what did they do for you? Did they find anything? And she said nothing. They gave her morphine, but it made her sick and she can't take it.
They did
a lot of tests. I can't believe she didn't ask questions and find out what the results were. I don't know.
How
well,
old
she
is
said
she?
Was to me that she didn't know.
She's in her
upper 70s somewhere. I'm not sure.
She's kind of like the weather.
She's usually been very sharp.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I really think she's, from what I see here, I think that this is going to be blown over You know, sometimes rather than hashing it out, it's better to just move on smartly together from where you're at. I think she did not care for you refusing her, but you did the right thing for her. And, yeah, I really feel the two of you are going to get back to being very good friends. And, you know, as we get older, sometimes we get a little, what would be a good word, owly, crotchety, you know, and I think you were taking on kind of a mother role by saying no, as if she was a child, and she didn't take that well. But she hasn't called you. Maybe you could give her a ring and just check in.
Yeah,
well,
that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I know I've been debating about that because I would like to know how she's doing. But on the other hand, I also don't want to open the door for her to, you know, keep doing that to me again. I would like a happy medium.
If you think this relationship has reached a point of conclusion as a friendship, maybe it's best to just remain silent and do nothing.
You're going to have to decide that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it has run its course.
It happens.
Well,
some people are friends for life. Some are for a short period. Some long periods.
Yeah.
But not all of them are forever. And I'm not talking about death or anything. But
yes,
I'm just saying.
Sometimes I was wondering if she revealed her true colors and that's it. If I want more of it, then, you know, that's on me. But I really don't want more of that.
The best.
I really think she was in a great deal of pain and was having a rough time of it. And with the friendship that has been longstanding, she might deserve the benefit of the doubt here. Now, if you get in touch with her and she's snippy with you, I think that tells you the story.
Yeah.
You know,
that is a true statement. You could probably contact her, call her, and you could probably get a good flavor within the first 60 seconds.
Yeah, I think
seconds.
So. But then at least if you could look at it this way, you punted.
Well, or you reached out. You did. You said, I tried. I tried, so I have nothing to regret if you do that. It's your call, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yes, so we're going to give you.
Here's your rubber card reading. Now, this has a lot of swear words, but it actually makes a lot of sense. First of all, the subject's going to confuse you. It says detox. Drink a smoothie, unfriend that apple, and throw some shit out.
Wow.
So maybe this is telling you might find
detoxing.
Out it's time to move on.
Yes.
It might be saying that you might make that call and find out this, that, all right, that relationship has run its course. Because if she doesn't like that you are not a slave servant and going to do bad things or things you don't believe in, then that might be time for that relationship to end. That's what I think that's like.
I think you were right.
But I would reach out at least one more time.
So then at least you're not.
Because I would, I might have a conscience that it would eat at me that I just did not reach out. That's me.
No, you're right. I think that's what I've been dealing with. You know, should I, shouldn't I? But it's been bothering me that I haven't tried.
If you do it and the shoulder feels kind of cold on the other end, then you're like, all right, well, I reached out. Mm-hmm. I gave it my shot. I can't make the other person change how they feel. So I got to do something else.
Yeah, and at least you did something.
You tried. You tried to maintain, and because you care, you don't want them to, you know, you care about their welfare. But if they don't want to be nice, well, then you just have to move on.
I agree.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Well, you're so welcome. And give me a moment here.
Yeah.
Uno momento. Thank you. I just put her on. I'll give you a moment. What are you doing?
Well, there's a critical situation in the chat. And, you know, I'm going to see what I get for Laura. Laura, this one's for you.
You know what?
This is the bad thing that happens when you go to too many. You start to get yourself totally confused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like that you kind of disclaimer that type of stuff. Like about x-rays and it's like, come on. You psychic can't really do that.
Yeah, and I think that's really unethical.
All they can say is maybe I see a health problem. They can't nail it down. Come on, Jesus Christ. If they could nail that down, and they're in the wrong business. They could be saving millions of lives if they could nail it down like that. But anyway, you're going
to... My cards are going to be directly opposite with what they told you. I don't see that, and I want you to try to keep that out of your mind. All right? Keep it out of your mind.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't like that.
No, I don't either. Now it's given her a big fear.
Yeah, I would never go back to those people ever again, ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, I think that that's bad. Some of them do that, you know, because they think you'll come back.
Oh, they think the shock is going to be, oh, my God, they didn't just tell me that I was going to have a great day. They said, holy crap, look at this, all detailed they were. Yeah.
You know, if you want to get free readings, go to tarot.com. They have several. I go there. I've always liked the impartial advice because sometimes my cards can be a little subjective.
Well, she said that he nailed a liver disease thing once.
Well, I just am not seeing it. But
I mean, it doesn't hurt to get checked out, obviously. And I think you said you did.
Yeah, get it checked out.
But
I'm not seeing
it. I would never assume the worst.
If there is anything there, it can be very easily treated.
Yeah, I would not worry about somebody sitting at a desk or whatever with cards, any kind of cards,
or
telling you specifics about health. I'd be like, yeah, okay, thanks.
But
I'm not going to believe you and go write my will and testament or whatever. I'm going to go get it checked out.
Just remember what they say. A clock is right twice a day. How does that go? If a broken clock?
Oh, boy. A lot of young folks, that doesn't register because we don't have those clocks around their house. The young people don't have those kind of clocks anymore. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Your microwaves are still your average microwave is still right twice a day. They don't go that, you know.
Yeah.
Except a little AM and PM light, but nobody pays.
And I agree with Virgil. I would not trust anybody that doesn't have, you know.
And that's why you give a disclaimer for yourself. Because it's like, she can tell you a little flavor, basic, big picture of what she thinks, but you have to go see a real professional. In the physical, legal, psychiatric, all different types of fields. Contractor, if you're asking about the foundation of your frickin' house. You know, come on, you got to go see the professionals ultimately, eventually.
True.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
We are ready to rock and roll a daddy-o.
Interesting, wasn't it? The Kit Kat mentioned Lisa's continuing story.
Thought it was the one before. Was it her?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
No, she said she liked... I thought it was...
I thought it was Diana in New Hampshire.
Oh, no, I don't think so, but...
Well, speaking of which, area code...
Yeah.
Oh, of course, I clicked the mute, but it gave me a finger. Area code 520, Lisa.
Here you are.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, we didn't see you last night.
No.
Last night?
Hello. Yeah.
And we actually did a surprise. We did a surprise show last night.
Oh, no. How did I miss it?
We don't know why it was a surprise, first of all.
We didn't put it up.
On Wednesday, we were like 90% certain we weren't doing one, but things evolved into it. All right. Bring it on.
Well, we had a dinner. And my girlfriend came, and I invited him over. They liked each other, and you know, it was cool. You know, she's a very matronly, nice lady, and he said, you know, when she left, he said, I like her, and I said, oh, okay, she can be a bit edgy, but it was fine, And then he said, and it was just he and I there, and he said, don't worry, I don't have a thing for her. And I just started laughing, and then we said goodnight.
I think I would have laughed, too.
No, that's funny.
I would have laughed, too, for different reasons, but go ahead.
So, I don't know. I haven't been home because I'm getting my beautiful grandson back to the house. So, I don't know. What do you see? It's a week that's going to be... really devoted to
the youngin.
some art projects, storage project. Yeah. And
Boy.
You got to be careful for your projects when you have a young child around. You know, so.
So you
got to be careful about that.
You know, and I really don't care.
That man, your neighbor, works out real well when your grandson is there.
Oh, God, right? Yes. But I have a lot of girlfriends that I've got lined up stuff to do with my kid. And so I'm not too, I don't know, what did the cards say? Do they say anything? I'm not really too, I mean, I have to be more focused on what I'm doing with the kid.
Okay. So are you already, are you like driving there or what's the deal?
Yeah.
As we speak. In the middle of the school year, right?
So he's leaving school.
So he's leaving that school in the middle of the school year.
No. It's a school calendar thing. It's a vacation.
They got a week off.
They've got
school.
Maybe they're celebrating.
It must be Native American Massacre celebration or something like that. I was saying like Columbus Day is what I was going with, but yeah.
Yeah, Virgil, that's a fact. And the thing is, you can easily manifest something you've been given in, you know, a psychic realm. And
We just kind of talked about that. Problem is, the guy's one for one with her, though.
Yeah.
And, you know, you say, like, a clock strikes twice.
That's right, twice a day.
But that was very specific on her defense. That is very specific to point to the right organ and the right problem.
For the liver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But anyway, I just threw that out there as what do you call it, devil's advocate counter-argument. Back to Lisa's reading.
I see things going really well for you with the neighbor and all. I really? Yeah. Well, he likes your grandson.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything specific? You know, here's the thing. When somebody is going through a very pleasant, very happy period in their life, the cards are really kind of boring because
is that her cards are boring right now because everything's hunky-dory?
Yes.
Okay.
Things look terrific. And your grandson adores being with you because he actually gets attention.
Yeah, from multiple people, too. Yeah.
Yes.
So that means like within, she's going to have him, you're going to have him for like about a week?
Hello.
Yeah, whatever you say, yes. I'm ordering something right now.
Okay,
yeah,
go. All right.
Whatever you're saying. I don't know, do you have fast food?
She doesn't want any Vaseline on her dildo, just to let you know in the drive-thru. I was hoping she had me on speakerphone.
Well,
I pray that the speakerphone was on so they could hear her in the drive-thru. I pray to God.
Vaseline. You're not supposed to put Vaseline into that. That is bad.
I did that to a buddy. We were at a poker night or something. I don't know, we were doing something, and he had a solicitor at the door, and we're like,
oh, God.
And I said, you know how I helped him out? I said, hey, Dave, hurry up. The Vaseline is getting, I said, the KY jelly is getting cold, Dave. And he stood there, he laughed, he goes, hey, I got to go. He just laughed. Like, whoop, I shut that door for that guy.
My lady doctor, her practice is collaborative healthcare, and she said coconut oil is the best lubricant ever. You know, it won't degrade a condom, she said. All right. And where Vaseline could, I don't know about this KY jelly. I don't know. Isn't that just for gay people?
Oh, boy. Deborah is not...
Okay, sorry.
Deborah's 100-some years old to say that statement, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, she said also it's very tasty, coconut oil. It's very light. It's very tasty.
What are we talking about coconut oil?
That's what Joyner said. She uses it. She just tells us her little tidbits.
Coconut oil for what?
For your vagina.
Oh, hey, oh, by the way, Lisa, while you're ordering, now we're talking about your vagina. You missed the joke here. You missed
you know,
the connection
kind of,
here.
I was kind of picking that up.
Yeah, you go away for 30 seconds, who knows what the hell we're talking about.
And, you know, coconut oil is delicious. I cook with it.
Wait, hold on, Lisa.
Hello there. Welcome to Joe's Funhouse. Did you bring your vibrator tonight?
Oh, my God.
All right. thus endeth, that, you know, the crank calls have gone down astronomically when I've been doing that.
I'm sure they know.
We hardly have any at all. I mean, we probably get a few because they tell their friends, you got to call this guy. We hardly get any anymore on the phone. All right.
Well, Rachel is agreeing with me that, it, you know, coconut oil is A-okay.
Okay, well.
Oh, and in other words, you see me having to use that in an up-and-coming engagement with him next door?
It was because Jim was trying to say, if it got through, that he was telling the order taker that you don't want Vaseline on your dildo.
Yeah, here's the deal, Lisa. We heard you placing your order, and I was praying to God you had your phone on, and you had your speakerphone on really loud, and I was yelling at you. Hoping you had your speakerphone on so the person in the drive-thru could hear that, so I could embarrass you both. But as I said that, now we went down a tangent. So let's go back to her reading. Forget everything you just heard in the last 30 seconds.
Except don't put that on.
Well, that has nothing to do with the reading, though.
Well, no, but it's just good common knowledge. All right. Now, I don't know what you do if you're into the anal. Maybe that's what KY Jelly is for. But your cards.
I don't know.
Yeah, your cards are looking terrific. He's on board.
Really?
With you, yeah. There's no, you know, there has to come a point where the two of you stop fighting. You know, and having these.
I've made up my mind. I'm not going to do anything like that anymore. And I'm also not going to show any jealousy, period. It just doesn't work. And it's not, you know, it doesn't move things along.
Now, you know what will happen? This is the kicker here. What's going to happen is you're not going to show jealousy anymore. And he's going to be like, what's going on here? She's not that into me anymore. And he may have to try harder. Yeah.
That's what I'm... It doesn't... It gets me, you know, and I don't mad, you know. I don't slam or... I just... What I do is I shut myself away or I go start hanging out in bars or I... go to girlfriends' houses or, you know, that's what I do. But, no, if anything comes up, I'm just going to step away, walk away, and not even say anything at all. I was taking the road where I thought, well, you know, if I express myself, if I'm transparent, I'm being honest, and he'll be honest. But it doesn't work. It's not working.
Well, so I think that you're outgrowing that attachment.
And yeah.
He's going to miss out on the best, and I've told my sons this at times, when they have lost a certain girl, I've said, if you will allow me to, I say to them, you should go and get that girl back. She's the best thing that ever happened to you. That was Casey mainly. Nothing bad had happened previously. And he dumped her, and I said, no, I think that was wrong.
You know what?
Yeah.
When you were born and brought up on this earth, you weren't born with a significant other. So you don't need a significant other when you check the fuck out and go in the grave.
Well,
you don't have to die married, okay?
All right?
You weren't born married. Why in the hell do you got to die married?
He has lone wolf syndrome.
Not that lone wolf syndrome, but just like, I don't... People want to surround themselves with life preservers. Oh, my God, I got a divorce. I got to make sure I got another life preserver. Because
you know,
yesterday
when I was driving around the house in like a frenzy trying to get everything ready for the dinner, it wasn't anything fancy, but I was just trying to get things in order. And then he was talking to me about some stuff about him, and I was like trying to frantically get things ready. And he said, you know, he was telling me things like, I'm here in my house and I'm just relaxing and this is the best thing ever. And then another time we were talking and I'm still trying to get ready, so I'm in a panic. And he's telling me, oh, well, you know, I just like time to myself because I get my thoughts in order. And I thought later, like today, I thought that was a weird, you know, I don't know why he thought revealing all that inner soul stuff, you know, while I was running around trying to get things ready. But anyway, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah, Well, Dee Dee,
you talk to Lisa. I got this.
I was just going to tell her this is a call-in show, actually. So, okay. Well, Lisa, I just think things are leveling out between the two of you. I don't find the vibe is so intense anymore. You're kind of letting go, and that's why I see that your cards are just like smooth, like a ribbon of silk. Looks
like a smooth
good.
Operator.
Yeah.
And you think is he letting go too?
He's just enjoying this.
She's on the freaking edge of her seat, has blocked every goddamn thing out around her.
What do you mean?
Her.
Who, Lisa?
Yeah.
What about it?
She is so focused on it. Is he going to blink? Wrapped up with it. She's fucking gone.
Well,
Jim, gone. See you later, alligator.
I think that she is demonstrating how a lot of us women feel, like an obsessed feeling when we're not getting, I don't know how to word it. Rachel, you're so articulate. Maybe you can put it in words. This is what we do when we're with our girlfriends. We're like strategizing and, you know, analyzing. And why did he do that? And what are you going to do next?
I don't get it. You know what? Thank you, Lord, for giving me a cock and balls about a vagina. I thank you every single day when I hear these types of readings. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you. Anyway, back to Lisa. I'm just saying, I'm not going to obsess over what somebody in my scenario could be thinking at what is he thinking now? What are they thinking now? What are they thinking now? Fuck what they're thinking. Jesus Christ, you got your own goddamn life.
Well, if he says something that's kind of, I don't know what I forgot what the word is, something that's a little difficult to understand, we then take a survey.
Well, you
got to
read between the lines.
Because
you guys think everything a guy says that they sat down and thought about for 7 hours before they said it, and it has some kind of meaning that's in between the lines. You know what? Hey, I woke up. Hey, you ought to go out to dinner. It's like, no, I really don't. I want to watch football. Why is he saying that? Does he not like me anymore? Does he hate me? Is there another woman? I mean, what are all the words? No, the guy said, fuck no, I want to watch football. I don't want to eat shit. We'll do it another night. It's not that difficult for fucks. Thank you, God, Jesus Christ, for giving me a cock and a balls. Thank you again. I pray I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm amazed we don't get thrown off the air.
I'm just saying, you chicks, if it wasn't, you guys are like you're almost criminally insane at birth. It's weird. Overanalyze the fucking everything. Unbelievable. But it is what it is. We've deviated from Lisa's reading like 15 times. Do you have any final wrap-up thoughts? Wrap it up.
It looks very nice, pleasant,
That's
happy.
Nice.
Enjoying yourself.
That's nice. Very nice.
Well, happy's not bad.
No. Every book I've looked at, happy's good. I've never seen happy bad.
But just remember, now this would be good to see with him, if he starts something. Okay.
Years ago,
I learned that adult children of alcoholics can't deal with pleasantry times. They can't handle when things are just running smoothly because is not the normalcy that they grew up with. So normal to them is, like, I saw Christmas trees get fired out the front door, you know, all sorts of high drama.
He's not 23.
No, but can be a lingering condition. So if he starts some crap with you, Lisa, take that in consideration.
You know, I should have done this so many years ago when I was young. I should have made a list out of all of the terrible shit that happened when I was a child. So anytime I did something wrong, I'd get so, whoa, it's not my fault. Because when I was 14, my parents used to fight all the time and throw shit at each other. So it's okay that I called you a road horse cunt, you know. It's just so I have all these excuses because I can blame my upbringing and never have to take responsibility ever.
You're taking this out of context because if you go into counseling for, say, alcohol dependence or something like that, some of the questions they're going to talk to you about are your upbringing.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland. You know what?
What?
I want to go over there and drink scotch. That's what I want to do. Single malt scotch. Oh. Scotland, where the hell else are you going to go drink some? I can bring it anywhere, but that's where you want to go.
Put on one of those kilts?
I'm not going to wear a fucking kilt.
I think you might like it.
Why would I like it, Deb?
Explain to me,
why would I like it?
It looks very freeing.
Oh, that part, yes, that part would be nice. But you can wear boxers and shorts and you can do that too. And you know what? I don't think I want to run around in a kilt when it's 37 degrees outside. Fuck that.
Well,
okay?
Isn't there shrinkage?
I'm a shrinkage. It's this fucking ice breeze blast. You know, that's one thing you always knew, like in Minnesota. If you ever went to the bathroom or something, you stepped outside, you found out right away if you left your zipper open.
Why?
Because you had an Arctic breeze coming in. Not so much here in Virginia in summertime, but oh, my goodness sakes alive. I like whiskey. That's why scotch is whiskey.
Virgil says you've got the legs for it. I think he does. Don't they wear those knee highs with them? We had a restaurant here with guys dressed like that, but they don't anymore.
Well, I don't know what they wore. Years ago.
Yes, Lisa. Oh, I forgot about her.
Heaven forbid we have Lisa online. We forget about her.
And Lisa.
So you don't think any one of us, he or I, are going to walk away? It's just going to be a pleasant week.
Well, we can check in again on Monday once the week is, or Saturday.
Or tomorrow.
I mean tomorrow.
Tomorrow is another day.
Once it's in full swing, you know, all kinds of things can pop up. What's that thing that you get, like a Chuck E. Cheese?
An erection?
No. Whack-a-mole.
It's that stupid game where you hit, and you get tickets, and then the ticket, you have to have 5,000 tickets.
Thing.
You get 5,000 tickets, and you get a piece of chewing gum.
And maybe if he starts something with you, if he, you know, pay attention to that. And I used to be like that because I grew up in a high tension atmosphere with a lot of trouble, trouble. And even a holiday gathering, oh my God.
Well, I don't want to deal
with that. When they would drink the highballs, you know, that's when it would always be, there would be somebody like great grandma. And she'd look at somebody in the family and say, you know what, Joe? I never forgave you for what you did in 1965, you son of a bitch.
Now
then all hell's going to break loose.
My sister
and I used to watch, like, around the furniture.
And
I know a lot of you can relate to this. You know, we all on Facebook like to pretend we came from perfect.
I don't think any of us have ever said that. None of us have ever made that statement. And we know that's not a true statement. And no, there's no such thing as perfection out there, okay? That's an illusion.
It's just weird to me how some people do not like when things are going well. It's like they have to throw some kind of monkey wrench into the thing.
They're bored, you know, whatever. Whatever. Who knows? Or sometimes, you know, a lot of times, not in this case, these are older people. A lot of times, if we're a monkey wrenching pieces, they want it to end and they'd rather the chick get pissed off and end it. Or the women will do it so the guy will end it.
You're right.
Because they don't want to look at the guy and say, I can't stand you anymore. Go the fuck away. They'll just try to piss them off enough where they'll end it.
I think men are notorious for that.
More so.
Yeah.
More so. But I think women have been known to do that, too.
To, yeah.
Usually they'll go run around with another person, another guy. Oh, he did that.
So
that's
bullshit. You see that as a possibility?
I'm just saying this will be a good experiment to see if that happens.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh,
now, don't be walking on eggshells. Just be yourself.
Okay.
Just be yourself.
Yeah,
it's just
the only way to be.
We already know 7 to 10 days you guys are going to get pissed off at each other. It's just whenever that clock's going to start. You can set your watch by it. I just know when that 7 to 10 day period is going to be, where there's trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we thank you for, I know you held for a long time, Lisa, and we respect that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And you make us joke and have fun and laugh like nobody else could. So thank you so much. And we still wish the best for you. Whatever you want, we get. We want you to have what you want. That's all I say.
Oh, thank you.
If you want, if you want to have a hermaphrodite, marry a hermaphrodite, I want you to have what you want. No matter what I say. If that's your thing, then that's your thing. Hey, that's cool. It's your choice. I'm not, who am I? I want you to have what you want.
She wouldn't need a partner. She's got both parts if she's a hermaphrodite.
Deb.
What?
God, we fucking talked about this already. If you have two parts located close together and one of them's got to get a big boner erection, it will no longer bend to the other part to have sex and have pregnancy.
Oh, they don't bend? No.
So you're a virgin. Did you bang an alien from Mars?
No, I am.
Erectile actually could bend. Because guess what? They don't bend. Yep.
I am born
a virgin.
Yes.
I know nothing anymore, folks.
Yeah.
I know
what
nothing.
Is it? The hymen regrows.
Yeah. I don't know. Something's regrown, but I don't think it's that.
It's like losing a frog leg.
Or the lizards with the tails.
Wish I could come there and just sit and observe the dynamics among your friends, you with the neighbor.
Oh, I'd like to come there and start talking.
What would you say?
I would have my fucking self a blast.
Oh.
I would have a good old time. But anyway.
But check in with us tomorrow.
We're going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
The same bat time. Give us a call if you can. If you can, we would appreciate
that. Peace in the Middle East. That's it.
You what?
That's all I want. Peace in the Middle East. That's all I want.
Who's in the Middle East?
Are you in the Middle East?
Yeah. I was just joking with you. I just want peace in my life.
All right.
I got you. You were just like really kind of faint. That's why we couldn't really hear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sarai. All right,
Lisa, you take care. We talk to you tomorrow evening.
Yep, we love you a long time.
Yes, love you long time.
Both of you. Thank you.
That's right. Yep.
We love you. Take care.
All right, let's throw a wrap on it, Deb.
Rachel, I was going to answer. So, you know what?
What?
If you read online at various like gynecology websites and stuff, they are advising women not to wear underwear. Because we need more ventilation. And even those itty-bitty, what are they, thongs? They say you shouldn't even wear those.
So what you should do is you should rig up some kind of fan that blows right on your hoo-ha to make sure you have plenty of ventilation.
Suzanne, 7 p.m. tomorrow, which aren't you 5 hours ahead of us?
Suzanne, for clarification, for the last how many years, it's the same frickin' time. It's been all the time except for Mondays. So when in doubt, it's going to always be 7 unless it's Monday in the United States of America, then it's an hour earlier. That is set in stone, so to speak. All right?
They're talking about not wearing underwear. Do men go Apache style anymore? In the 80s, it was pretty popular.
It depends on the guy.
Well, what do you call it? Not Apache style. What do they call it?
For both parties, it's called commando.
That's it, commando.
Nowadays, there was different terms.
Rachel said, yep, doctor told her that.
Okay, well, you know what? I, being a freelance gynecologist, say not only you should take a step further, not wear anything from the waist down, period.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Completely naked from the waist down.
When I go to a movie and they have those nice cloth chairs,
okay,
I often get the idea, what kind of secretions have been here? Did she wear a skirt and no underwear? And
if she wore a skirt and no underwear, then there shouldn't be no secretions. The skirt would catch it.
Well, what if it's a mini skirt?
She could still have it down enough.
I guess.
You're going to a fucking theater. Try not to overthink what's been going on in the seat. Unless you're one of those germophobic people, then you just might as well stay at home in your bubble.
Or like going to a buffet and you're going to all use these community spoons.
Mm-hmm.
What if the guy was in the bathroom and didn't wash his hands?
Well, you know, a lot of the buffets still have the plastic gloves out that you can
some
use.
Some do. Yeah.
Then that will take care of your...
free balling.
You know, Jesus fucking Christ.
Hey, I have an inquiry.
People
mind.
Have been doing all sorts of shit on this planet for like thousands of years. And I don't think a gay man gave a shit if he just scratched his nuts and then dug into a bowl of glop while they were, well, him and Orc were eating, you know, during the caveman days. They didn't give a shit. We scratch balls. We reach in there and grab them. It is what it is. Well, we do that too. Okay, all right. Let's go fuck
scratch
cave ladies.
Scratch balls and reach into the food.
Yeah, you give two shits about that back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, you don't know.
And somehow, mankind carried on and flourished.
Well, you wonder about hygiene, even with restaurant workers and stuff.
You just have to push the I believe button.
I guess you have to.
Or you're going to be agoraphobic person or whatever and just not do anything ever in public.
Germaphobe.
You're just going to be a phobic fuckface, is what I say. Because, like, come on, quit being scared of shit. If humans were scared of shit for so long, our species would have died off already. We'd be just scared to duly take chances and do things. All right? So don't be a pussy. Unless you are a pussy, then it's okay. All right.
So I guess that's it.
That is even. Look at the time. I have to go chase down some food.
That's right. He's going to go for takeaway. Isn't that what it's called around the world?
That'd be takeout. For
we
here.
Call it takeout. Takeout. They call it takeaway, I think.
I could take it away if I don't pay and steal it. I'm taking this shit away, bitch. All right, here we go. All right, you ready?
Good night, sweet
time, and pleasant dreams
to you. Is a wish and a prayer that every dream comes
true. And now here we meet again. It is me. Yeah. I will be looking for you.